Let's do it.
Sorry, I just dropped some sous-vide on the floor here.
Sous-vide.
Wipe that burgundy sauce.
Yeah, it's all over the microphone.
Yeah.
You can't drop a process.
You can't. I can drop you, though, pretty quick, let me tell you. Make your head spin.
You would Letterman before Letterman existed. You know that? You're just spot on. This is good radio. And I know good radio when I hear it. This is good radio.
Anyways, how are you, my friend?
I am tremendous. What a change in the weather the last couple of days. It's sunny out here. The parks are open. The fishing guys are out there. Oh, it's going to be a wonderful weekend.
This lovely voice belongs to Mr. Sean Kelly, our meat monger from Black Angus Blue Mountain. Give us the explanation because the audience, quite honestly, they're all lined up here at the front door.
Yeah.
Because they really thought that they were going to see an extravaganza here today while you prepared this culinary delight for Stephen's going away party. So they're lined up out there waiting. So explain to them. Yeah, I know. Explain to them why that's not taking place.
Well, it's very easy. You just had some government officials on, and I got a bone to pick with the whole state or the whole province of Ontario anyways. When I was a young boy, this was called the May 2-4 weekend.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
What's today? It's May, the 16th of May.
16th.
Right.
So when I'm planning my tours and my engagements and my appearances, I registered to the 24th of May. Unfortunately, it was brought to my attention that this is Ontario's 24th of May or 2-4 weekend. So I am affixed to my number one bread winning, rent paying, car leasing job, and I had to be here.
So it's the government's fault. Okay.
Of course it is.
I get it. Okay. I love it.
I'm like you. I've never made a mistake in my life that I can't blame somebody else for.
That's right. Don't you ever forget that. May 24th, that's got to be a big weekend out there. I mean, it's the biggest cottage, I'm assuming the biggest cottage weekend anyways, but under these circumstances, the roads have got to be lined up right now heading into Collingwood.
Well, my understanding is from my driver yesterday that the OPP are in full force. They must be anticipating it. All our cottages go by land here in Muskoka. 50% of them are in the previous location, 50% of them got to their cottages by boat. So it must be just heck, especially at the last minute advice on this. So I imagine getting all these boats into like our buddies up at in Parry Sound there, Gordon Bay, trying to get all these boats in the water on a short period of time should be some sort of thing. But
I was talking to Steve Tate a week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it's insanity for them right now. Because everything is all of a sudden the switch went right and everything went from off to on, and of course everybody wants their boat, their ski-doo, their sail, whatever it is that they're using, watercraft, they want it, and they want it now, and they're angry if it's not available now. So yeah, it's by the way, I have to just say something. You know, things obviously are going well since the transition and you changed your life and all that stuff, which I applaud you for, by the way. But things are obviously going well because, as you just mentioned, your driver. I still have to drive myself. You, on the other hand, have a driver now. That's very nice. I like that.
Yeah, I have a driver. Yeah.
Good.
He drives
good
my van
you.
Around, picks up
good
stuff for me, things like that. Yeah. You have a producer and you have a sidekick. Right?
Yeah.
And you actually And you have a countess living in your house.
True. True. No,
you have a drawbridge.
I'm living in her house. Okay, let's get that perfectly straight. Okay, I'm living in the countess's house. So
And I have to, one thing for sure, the driver always has to back my van back every night before the end of the day.
Okay.
Because I personally am living in that van down by the Beaver River.
And when you're not doing that, of course, you're preparing and selling the lovely meats and protein products that you do. So look at you. There's a movie waiting to be made there, buddy. I know there is. There's a movie.
Yeah, yes, there is. Hey, can I tell you my Martinez story?
Yes, please.
Okay. Two of them. I was at the game back in, I think it was 84, 85, and they were playing in Detroit, and Buck Martinez was hitting a monstrous .081, and the crowd was chanting it all through the game. It was pretty funny. I felt sorry for him.
0.1.
But the next funny story was I was down in Dunedin there a couple of years ago, and Buck was sitting in the stands talking to a couple, and I walked up to them and said, "Hey, I'm Sean Kelly. I just want to tell you my story about you. Back in 1985 on my honeymoon, I was down here and my first child was conceived."
There you go.
Yes. That was after about a dozen beers. He looked at me kind of strange and just turned around and walked away.
I wonder why. I wonder why. What a distinctive man, and what a distinctive voice he has. I mean, you could tell Buck, you could put him in the middle of a crowd of 1,000 people, and the minute he opens his mouth, boom, there's no mistaking him, is there?
No, and the beautiful thing about it, he's told, I knew some of his story, but the story about his grandfather and his mother and it going back to his roots, that makes him so much more real than what you see on TV.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Sit tight, my friend. I've got a quick break to take, and I want to talk to you about what I need to make this weekend, the long weekend, a beautiful barbecue weekend. More Journal after this. Don't you dare go away. It just dawned on me, I guess you're going to have to remove that scream from the end of that now.
No, you can keep it in there.
Oh, you can keep it in there?
Yeah.
You're not going to charge us royalties for it, right?
Well, that was the plan.
Oh, I see.
No,
I
I'm joking. Yeah, they're both in there. There's non-screen and there's screen.
Okay. Because
this show is like always downhill. You jump in. It's like, what's going on with Sean?
Oh, boy. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Pain, Angel Vail, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, and, of course, our very own in-house, the lovely, the talented meatmonger himself, Sean Kelly, Black Angus Blue Mountain. All right. This is your big moment now. We can talk about what you do.
Yes.
Walk me through a wonderful experience on my barbecue this weekend. What am I going to
do? Well, there's many. You know, Well, it's just unbelievable. What we're doing to the demand for your favorite tomahawks for this weekend is through the roof, So that's one item. But we have some beautiful bison, white fat ribeyes in on the counter ready to go. We have an A5 grade Japanese Wagyu ribeye. Okay. I tried this last night.
Yeah.
It's like eating fried butter. It's so tasty and tender. Unbelievable. And another thing I do. Okay.
Hang on. What is that again? Hang on. Repeat that. What was it again?
An A5 Japanese Wagyu ribeye. Unbelievable.
Ribeye.
When you look at this piece of meat, it looks like you're looking out a window in a snowstorm. There is more fat than meat in this thing. Okay. Then what I did was I took some organic ginger that I got. Ran through my food processor, got some beautiful wild shrimp, okay, and fried them up in this beautiful ground ginger juice to die for, Ange, to die for. And if you're going to do it on the barbecue, I'd marinate it with some bigger shrimp. And you know what they say, put those shrimps on that barbie.
Sean, if you save your money, you could actually buy a house with that stuff you're buying. Like, you live in the back of the van.
I'm not buying it.
Well, you're not buying exactly, but you're taking it from the store that you can make money off of it, and then you can buy a place with all the
How am I going to tell you how to cook it, Steve, if I don't actually try it? How can I recommend it? It's like Dan's driving that Dodge truck. He couldn't sell me a Dodge truck if he didn't drive a Dodge truck, could he?
It's like Steve is going to go out and buy Ragu beef now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He didn't even know how to spell it.
Now because he's not getting anything for free anymore because he's leaving, now he's trashing me. He's trashing
me. You're cutting me off now. I see how it is.
Does that beef come from Japan? Like you import
yes,
it from Japan?
Yes, you can get North American, you can get Australian and other types, and we brought those in. But I had a specific customer. Actually, let me name drop this for you. The president of Chapman's Ice Cream. He wanted it. So we brought in one for him last week and said, well, I got to try this myself. So I brought another one in this week. And it is just, again, the piece I took was only about 2 or 3 ounces. That's all I really needed for it, right? And the juice that comes off that piece of meat can be mixed with anything to add to the flavor of it. But it's a once in a week. You guys, once in a lifetime opportunity.
When you have those big name customers coming in like that, those A-listers, like, do you press extra heavy with that thumb on the weigh scales, or do you put your foot on it? Or how does that work?
Oh, come on, man. That's like you filming a program and having the fish already caught. I wouldn't do that.
Talk to me about your are you doing any internet business now?
No, we're just starting. We got a lot of people who want to order online, but we're actually forcing them to call in right now because we've only got 50 items on there. We need to have 500 like before, but we're working on that, you know. Go ahead.
So you're not shipping? Are you shipping or not?
Yeah, we are. We're shipping, but again, in low quantities right now because we don't have it's not automatic, so it's more a verbal and physical exercise. But like I said, with the way things are right now, we're full up here in the sense of people living here, so we're in good shape. We got off to a running start here. I'm very happy for it, and now the weather's changed. This will be barbecue heaven this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be heaven. Insane. That's why I say I got to get something. I got to get some ideas because I know I'm going to be under pressure. I'm going to be challenged this weekend to prepare the family a nice barbecue. So,
why don't you go home and take a picture of your freezer, and I can tell you how to do and what to do, just like that lady that won $200 a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Maybe I'll do that.
I don't know what you stole from me in the last 10 years, so who knows what's in the bottom of that freezer.
Let's hope it's not still in the freezer for the last 10 years. Let's hope I stole something from you relatively, I don't know, current stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Organic versus non-organic. Can we get that out on the table?
You know, I want to depend on the species, okay? But this is something I was hoping you were going to mention eggs, because I was going to say, what are you talking about eggs? Like, who wants to talk about eggs on this show, right? But just to throw Steve under the bus. But I was at, I'll give you an example. Let's just talk about eggs, okay?
Okay, sure.
Seriously, okay?
Sure.
I was at an egg farm 4 weeks ago.
Yes.
For the producers regularly produced eggs for the grocery store.
Normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill, grade A eggs, yeah.
Okay. Can't quote me on the numbers, but there was 1,000 chickens in this barn, all nestled beside each other, basically, you know, every 8 inches. Okay.
Okay.
And all that happens every day is these things eat every day. They're on top of each other on this cage, and they drop eggs out. And a guy there, he collects them, puts them in cartons, ships them to your store. After a year, okay, they replace the chickens.
Yeah.
Okay. They're so scrawny and light, they weigh less than 1 pound each. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
They dig a hole and they bury them, and then they restock them. I will never eat a regular chicken egg again as long as I live. Everything we carry here is free range, means they're out walking around, or duck eggs or whatever. No caged eggs for me ever as long as I live. It was the worst. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine consuming that. But that's an extreme when we talk about organic. When we get into other animals and situations, you have to look at the every industry, every beef, chicken, poultry all have different specs that they have to follow, so you'd have to look at each one specifically to see if you agree with them or not.
Okay.
Right. Well, we buy a lot of our beef right now from a place called Artisan Farms up here in Markdale, and they have a program that all their farmers think they don't call themselves organic, but they're antibiotic free, their feed is all the same, and it's not organic because they don't maybe be able to have the space between the farms, but the quality and the healthiness of this meat, I guarantee it, and so do they.
That's good enough for me. That's all I need to know. I just need to get out my checkbook now and see if I can afford you. That's all. Hmm. After that piece of dialogue, obviously the price just went up. You know,
price of beef is going up, my friend. I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Price of protein everywhere. It's getting kind of I think there's a lot of gouging going on with that as well.
Sure.
But that farmers got to make their money when they can, I guess.
Check him out. It's Blue Mountains in Blue Mountains, Ontario. It's facebook.com/blackangusmeat. facebook.com/blackangusmeat or blackangusbluemountain @gmail.com. His name is Sean Kelly. He is our in-house meat monger and now almost turned vegetarian by that little speech, that diatribe that he just threw out there, I think.
What are you talking
tree
about?
Hugger. You're going to be a tree hugger soon. I love that.
What are you talking about, vegetarian?
I'm just kidding. Well, all of a sudden you got serious on me, didn't you? My friend, I have got to run. I could speak to you forever. You know that. Anything else we need out there?
Just that I'm not in-house like I should be, but maybe next weekend, okay, buddy? I'll come next weekend.
Well, he'll
Unless
be gone next
American
weekend.
American Long League win.
Hmm? Yeah, he'll be gone, and that's a good time for you to set up a table.
I can go in there and push the buttons.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Good.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Ooh. Can't be that hard.
No, God, no. I agree with you.
Ooh, that's gonna
who
be
needs
them? I'm
hey,
definitely
Sean.
Tuning in on that one.
Who needs them, Sean?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Love you, Steve.
Love you too, bud.
Take care, Sean. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Sean Kelly, Black Angus, Blue Mountain. Now Blue Mountain, Black Angus. I don't understand. Like he put the name Blue Mountain in the name, and now we're good to go.
I don't know. I'm confused already.
No kidding.
He's going to be confused when he comes in here pushing buttons.